Today we're building something that marries a Latin drum and bass, a snare that snaps hard inside an amen-driven mix in Ableton Live 12. And right away, I want you to think like a finisher, not just a sound designer. We are not chasing a snare that sounds huge in solo. We want a snare that survives the full rhythm section, the bass pressure, the break movement, and the mastering chain. That means the front edge has to be strong, the low mids have to stay clean, and the whole hit has to feel confident without chewing up headroom. So first, load an amen break and loop one or two bars. Keep the project around 170 to 174 BPM, if you want that classic jungle and DNB energy. Now listen to the break as a full context, because that's where the snare gets judged. If the snare disappears under the kick and hats, or gets swallowed the moment the bass comes in, that's your sign that you need more transient definition and better layering. For warping, use Beats if you want to preserve punchy chop transients. Use Complex Pro if you're stretching more heavily and need the audio to stay smooth. But don't overthink the solo sound yet. First, get the rhythmic context right. Now choose a snare source with a clear attack. In DNB, you want quick response, solid mid-range crack, and controlled tail. A dry acoustic snare works well. A rim shot can work well. A short synthetic snare with a noise burst can work well. Even an amen-derived snare chop can be great if it already has attitude. Drag that snare into simpler and set it to one shot. Trigger mode is a good starting point if you want the snare to respond immediately. If the sample is already long, that's okay. We'll shape it. Now let's build the snare in layers, because that's where the real control comes from. Start with a body layer. This is the core weight of the hit. You want something with solid energy around 200 to 250 Hz. Keep it short. Keep it centered. Keep it mono or nearly mono. Then add a snap layer. This is the transient crack, the little burst of authority that helps the snare cut through busy breaks. Look for energy around 2 to 5 kHz. A rim shot, a stick click, or a very short percussion hit can work great here. Then add a top or noise layer. This gives you air, brightness, and a little sense of space. White noise, vinyl noise, a hat fragment, or a filtered burst all work. Just keep this one subtle. It should support the snare, not turn it into static. A good starting balance is about 50% body, 30% snap, and 20% air. That is not a rule, just a strong starting point. The main idea is separation. Body gives weight, snap gives attack, and air gives polish. Now shape each layer with EQ8. On the snap layer, high pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz to get rid of low mid clutter. Then add a gentle boost around 3 to 5 kHz to bring out the crack. If it gets harsh, notch a little around 6 to 8 kHz. That area can turn sharp fast, especially at club volume. On the body layer, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, so it doesn't fight the kick or bass. You can add a bit of boost around 180 to 250 Hz for punch and meat, and if it sounds boxy, cut a little around 400 to 600 Hz. On the air layer, high pass more aggressively, maybe around 1.5 to 3 kHz, and if needed, add a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz for sheen. But be careful here. A snare that sounds bright in solo can become painful in the drop. Now we add some snap and density with Ableton's stock devices. Drum bus is a very strong choice on the snare bus. Start with a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, a touch of crunch if you want more edge, and push the transient control up by around 10 to 30. That transient knob is gold for this kind of sound. Use it until the front edge really speaks, then back off slightly so it still feels natural. Saturator is another great tool. Turn on soft clip, add a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6, and trim the output so you're matching level. You want harmonic thickness, not just loudness. If you want a rounder flavor, try a more analog-style clip shape, but keep it controlled. Glue compressor can help tie the layers together, but use it lightly. We are not smashing the snare flat. Start with a 2 to 1 ratio and attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds and light gain reduction, maybe 1 to 2 dB. A slower attack lets the snap get through before the compressor grabs the tail. Now pay attention to the tail, because this is where a lot of DNB snares get messy. If the tail is too long, it can blur the groove and cloud the mix, especially when the bass line is busy. If you're in simpler, shorten the decay if needed. If the sample has ugly brightness in the tail, use the filter to tame it. If you're working with an audio clip, you can use a gate to close the tail more cleanly, or just trim the sample so it feels tighter. A useful chain here is EQ8, then saturator, then glue compressor, then gate or utility if needed. That keeps the snare aggressive but still controlled enough to survive mastering. Now let's talk about micro timing, because this is one of those small things that makes a huge difference. The snap layer can feel stronger if it arrives just slightly before the body. You can nudge it a few milliseconds earlier, or use track delay, maybe -2 to -8 milliseconds relative to the body. Be subtle. If you overdo it, the snare will flam and start sounding sloppy. What we want is urgency, not confusion. Next, group your snare layers into a snare group or drum bus. Always process the snare as a whole, not just as separate pieces. On the bus, start with a Q8 to remove any low-end buildup. Then use drum bus for transient shape and light drive. Add saturator for density. Use glue compressor to bring the layers together. If needed, use utility to keep the core centered and mono-friendly. And if you really need peak control, a limiter or a soft clipper can catch the biggest spikes. A good starting bus chain might be a Q8 with a high bass around 80 to 100 Hz, a small cut around 300 to 500 if it sounds boxy, then drum bus with a transient boost, saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clipping on, and glue compressor with a light touch. The goal is finished and punchy, not crushed. Now let's place this into the Amen world. This is where the snare really earns its keep. In jungle and DNB, the snare usually wins by how it interacts with the break. Put the snare on strong backbeats. If the break is busy, carve a little space around the snare with EQ or automation. Even a tiny dip in the break's energy right on the snare hit can make a huge difference. You can also use auto filter or EQ automation on the break to clear a little room at the exact snare moment. That keeps the break character alive while letting the snare speak. This is a classic move in rolling jungle. The break keeps moving. The snare defines the downbeat, and the whole mix feels energetic and readable. Now think like a mastering engineer for a second. Once you start limiting the master, does the snare still punch, or does it flatten into a click? Does the saturation on the master smear the body? Is the 3 to 5 kHz crack too aggressive once everything is loud? These are the questions that matter. Always test the snare through a light master limiter, maybe a soft clipper, and compare it with a reference track in the same genre. A snare that survives loud monitoring usually has the right shape. One that only sounds good at moderate volume may need better transient design. Arrangement matters too. A snare hits harder when the rest of the track gives it space. Try dropping the bass out for a tiny moment before the snare. Pull away a hat or a ghost percussion hit. Automate a filter opening into the backbeat. Use short reverb throws only on selected hits if you want emphasis. The point is contrast. Sometimes the biggest snare trick is simply giving it room to land. A few common mistakes to avoid. Too much low end in the snare will fight the kick and bass. Overbrightening the snap can sound exciting in solo but painful in context. Overcompressing the attack removes the authority of the hit. Sloppy layer timing weakens the snare and makes it feel flammed. And too much reverb will blur the groove faster than almost anything else. Also, don't just make the snare louder. Make it faster, cleaner, and more present in the mix. If you want to push into darker or heavier DNB, add controlled saturation, maybe even some parallel aggression. Duplicate the snare group, high pass the copy, hit it with saturation or soft clipping, maybe a little distortion, then blend it under the clean snare. That gives you density without losing the original attack. And in heavier styles, make sure the snare has more midrange bite, around 2 to 5 kHz, not just shiny top end. A snare that lives entirely in the treble can feel weak compared to one with strong mid-range authority. Another strong move is keeping the body of the snare mono or near mono. Wide snares can sound impressive, but they often lose center impact. Use utility if you need to narrow the body layer. Keep the snap centered, and only let a little stereo ambience live on top if it really helps. Here's a good practice exercise. Build a three-layer Amen snare at 174 BPM. Use one body layer, one snap or rim layer, and one noise layer. High pass the body around 100 Hz. High pass the snap around 200 Hz and give it a little boost at 4 kHz. High pass the noise around 2 kHz. Group them, then add EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor to the bus. Set the drum bus transient to around +20, and nudge the snap layer earlier by about 4 milliseconds. Then compare the snare in three states, solo, with break only, and with break plus bass. Adjust until the snare stays sharp, centered, weighty, and energetic in every case. And if you want to go further, try making three versions of the same snare, a clean version, an aggressive version, and a dark dense version. Keep the source sample the same, use only stock Ableton devices, and test each one at different monitoring levels. The question is not which one sounds biggest alone. The question is which one holds its shape when the full track gets loud. So the core takeaway is this: A great DNB snare is built with layering, transient control, and arrangement space. In Ableton Live 12, stock devices are more than enough to get there if you use them with intent. Think front edge first. Tame the low mids before chasing brightness. Watch what the master chain does to your transient, and leave enough headroom for movement, because a snare that still has room to breathe will always feel more powerful than one that's already pinned to the ceiling. That's the Amen Science approach. Don't just make the snare louder. Make it speak faster, cleaner, and harder in the full breakbeat context.